The jury is selected for the trial for the paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News. Attorneys make their opening statements in the trial today. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper are accused of injecting McClain, who was restrained, with a large dose of ketamine. McClain died several days later. The 23-year-old was walking home from a nearby convenience store when he was stopped by police. Defense attorneys in previous trials said that ketamine was solely responsible for McClain's death. Both have pleaded not guilty to charges of manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and second-degree assault. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
President Joe Biden visits Pueblo today. CPR's Caitlin Kim has details on his stop at CS Wind, the largest wind turbine tower manufacturing plant in the world.
The factory will serve as a backdrop for Biden to tout investments his administration has made in the clean energy sector and the good-paying jobs that come with it. CS Wind said it would expand production in Pueblo, spurred on by the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden is also expected to use the visit to highlight a contrast with the area's Republican representative, Lauren Boebert, who didn't vote for the bill and has called for it to be repealed. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration's investigation into an explosion last year at the Suncor refinery in Commerce City says a vapor cloud from an unused pump valve ignited and exploded, setting off a fire that injured two workers. The fire triggered a series of malfunctions that shut down Colorado's only oil refinery for months. The Denver Post reports that OSHA found that workers were exposed to dangers for nearly 7 years because of improperly inspected equipment. Applications for Denver's next round of e-bike rebates went quickly yesterday. Residents who got the rebates are eligible for a $300 discount off a standard e-bike. Low-income residents can save more. The next round of rebates is next year. The city says subscribing to its newsletter is the best way to hear about it. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.